Hey everybody, my name is Rich Experience. Here to play a few songs for you tonight. As you can see from my great attire here, I am a scientist, a man of science, and I used to work at Kraft Foods, that's right here, and my name is actually Rich, and this is an authentic lab coat from Kraft. And back when I used to work there, I worked as a temp. You know, I always wanted to get a job, but that never actually came through. But I was working there one day, you know, and Kraft bought Nabisco, and they bought the Oreo cookie that comes with Nabisco, and Nabisco's like, whatever you do, man, don't fuck with the Oreo cookie. It's sacred. It's the gold standard. And then Kraft's like, you know, do whatever you want, man. Just do something with it. So I, like, encapsulated this orange flavoring in the Oreo cookie, and the key was, when you eat your first orange Oreo, it didn't really taste that good. When you eat your second orange Oreo, it tastes a little bit better, you know, but when you eat the third orange Oreo cookie, the release factor kicks in. It's just delicious, absolutely delicious, with a little encapsulated orange stuff in the white filling. But I was there one day, you know, a day like tomorrow, like Thursday, after being out drinking and stuff, and I got to work on time, actually, and I was sitting there making this cheese. That's this cheese, but it wasn't really cheese. In fact, it was a fat matrix. A matrix, a conglomeration of fats. And in this fat matrix, they put a flavoring called cheese tang. And the deal was, when you ate this cheese tang stuff, placed inside of a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker, it gave you this nice cheesy flavor. Lubricated your esophagus as it went down. Yeah, made it nice and smooth, nice and smooth. So I'm sitting there watching the stuff, you know, just swirl around, and I'm thinking, you know, I can't listen to music. I'm kind of bored. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm hungover and I'm feeling kind of sick. But you know, I'm gonna sing this little song that I wrote at work. This little song, you know, that made me feel a bit better about my job, about life in general. And it goes something like this. Scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. And I looked to my right. To my right was the bag. The very bag that I brought with me to work that day. And in that bag were the pills I had stopped taking 6 months before. Comes up and just starts nuzzling me, just nuzzling me, and I'm like, you know, this pad, you know, he's got a little funk to him. I haven't changed that litter box in a couple of weeks, you know. And maybe I should, like, do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. Well, instead of, like, changing the litter box like a normal person, I take him and I put him in the shower. I'm going to hose him down. I'm going to wash this thing off, you know. I mean, so I take out the palm olive, you know, and I get him all wet. And he like, resisted at first, you know. He tried to get away, so I just grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, and I just started sudsing him up. He started to like it, you know. He started to like it a lot. Good kitty likes it, yes. College, actually. I started dating really late, and I was 23 years old, and I started going out with this younger girl who was just wanted to go to law school, and she was still an undergrad, and totally just fell head over heels for her, of course, you know, because what am I going to do, you know, this is my first girl and stuff, and, you know, of course, she dumped me. She just let me have it, and, you know, she told me my life would never amount to anything, that I was boring, and, you know, I was nothing else, you know, I was just a head on a stick, you know, and then one night, I was at home, and I just started doing shots of tequila, just out of nowhere. I just decided to do shots of tequila, and in like a tequila drunk freak out, I ran like 5 miles straight, just ran straight to her apartment, and I'm like knocking on the door, and she answers the door, and I was like, what the hell are you doing here? You know, I'm like, well, you know, and I look behind her, and there's some guy with her, and he's done. I'm ahead of the stick. I'm ahead of the stick. You may think I'm sick, but I'm ahead of the stick. I'm ahead of the stick. I'm ahead of the stick. You can call me Rich, you can call me Dick. I don't care. Thank you. There's a song about reptiles. I love reptiles. I mean, people like cats and dogs. I mean, they're cool and stuff, you know, but reptiles have feelings too. You know, lizards can feel love. Snakes can feel shame. Turtles can have fear. You know, I mean, it's a natural reaction. And I was thinking of getting myself a snake lately. I don't know what kind, man. Maybe a hog nose, you know, those crazy things with nose, or like some kind of giant boa constrictor that I find out that I don't want after it gets to like 12 feet, you know, and I can't handle it anymore. But there's a place called the Reptile Swap. It used to be in Barrington, Illinois. You could take your lizard snake in and just trade it in for a new one, or buy one really cheaply. Now it's in Warrenville. Still there, I've been there in a while. The song called Reptile Swap. Reptile Swap. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp. Reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp. Reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp. Reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp.
That's what you wanna do. Reptile swamp's the place for a
place. Alligators, there's trillin' snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian dragons, leprechauns too, chameleons, chameleons. At the reptile swamp, reptile swamp, everybody go to the reptile swamp, reptile swamp, reptile swamp, everybody go to the reptile swamp. Yeehaw, whoop-de-doo, reptile swamp, the place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-de-dee, reptile swamp for you and me. Get reptile what you wanna do, reptile swamp's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Here's another song about work. You know, I love work. I love work when I have work. And, you know, when I'm here, when I'm with my friends, I'm myself. I'm rich experience, you know. I'm the man that I want to be, you know. I'm just relaxed. I'm cool. When I'm at work, you know, I'm somebody else. You know, I've got a mask on, you know. It's a mask I wear. And I get there in the morning, you know, people say, hello, good morning. I say, good morning. How are you? And they say, well, how are you? And I smile, you know, and I just walk around like another person. Goes up, good morning. I say, good morning. How are you? And I like work my way to my desk, you know, and kind of sink down in my chair. And I'm thinking, oh, I hate that guy. I wish I could just tell him what I thought about him. The song called Work Face. I got my work face on. My work face on. My work face on. My work face on. Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. My work face on. Work face on, work face on. Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. Work face on, work face on, work face on. Asshole, dumbass, dweeb, jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. I got my work face on. 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 Na, na, na. Thank you. I woke up one day and I went downstairs and I didn't have time for breakfast. And I walked outside. And I was walking outside. Kind of hungry, you know, it was nice and sunny. I'm kind of warm. I looked down. There's this little lifesaver sitting on the ground, a little lifesaver, a green one actually. And I looked down close to it, and there's ants. You know, these ants just crawling over this thing, just crawling all over it. Here comes this little kid, you know, walking along, and he's walking along. I look at him, he looks at me, he pulls up his foot, you know, and he's gonna step on this thing. His mom just pulls him away at the last minute, just pulls him away at the last minute. I'm thinking, should I eat it? Should I step on it? Crawling across the sidewalk. I'm like a little worm, man. She has this one room, though. This one room is painted all red. And in this room, you know, she's got these dolls. But it's just not dolls. It's these heads of dolls in these little cabinets. And the thing was, you know, they weren't just there. They were all, like, mangled in some way. Some were, like, torn apart. Others were burned, and others were, like, sewn back together with twine. Outside, you come inside and slice and dry. His little shoes make this squeaky sound. No one knows how or why he does it, he just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Cause I squeakies when I works. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Cause I squeakies when I works. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, cause I make a squeaky sound. Too long ago, I was out there, you know, had to get my car in because it was in the shop, and I had to get there really quickly, and I couldn't ride my bike because it's not going to fit in the car. It's not going to fit in the car. So I decided I was going to skateboard. You know, I love skateboards. So I get on my board and just start racing out there. My fast longboard just flying down the street. Flying down the street. A song called Skateboarding. Sid Yiddish, who is now the star on NBC.